parts stores. With 40 store locations throughout the islands, Napa Auto Parts is helping to keep Hawaii on the move.
Graduation. Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty darn stoked about it. But I don't want anybody wasting money on a gift I won't ever use. So my recommendation is to go to your neighborhood Longstar, where there's everything a grad would want or need. Plus, graduation cards, party stuff, and all that. You can't go wrong because the prices are always right. Longs, for all the graduates in your life.
Make Longs a part of your day.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The Bobby Curran Show was brought to you by Cycle City, where your dreams are fulfilled.
ESPN 1420 is KKEA Honolulu, a proud member of the AIO family of businesses.
Our mindset is where it's supposed to be. You know, you're down by a couple runs. As you go towards the latter third of the game, the opportunity there to put some things together and take the game away. That's what we did last night. That's what we were doing earlier in the season.
Jim Tracy, as Rockies engage the Phillies in the battle of front-running clubs tonight, Jorge De La Rosa and Cole Hamill start in Philly. That game's yours, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN HD. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals have reached Game 2. The Heat looking to square things at Chicago. All NBA playoff games air on ESPN Radio. This one at 7:30 Eastern. Jeff Pasch of the NFL ownership negotiating team says the parties took a good step in the right direction during yesterday's latest session with mediator Judge Arthur Boylan. Problem is, no further negotiations are scheduled until after the June 3rd appellate court hearing, that one on the legality of the lockout imposed by owners against the players.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio is brought to you by StubHub. The world of sports is electric right now, and the tickets you want to catch the biggest moments of the year are on StubHub. The great selection of seats on StubHub means you're free to sit where you want. So head to StubHub and grab your seats today.
ESPN 1420.
Live on ESPN 1420 and ESPN 1420AM.com. It's This Week with Dave Kawada. This week is brought to you by Moby PCS. It's time to switch. Exclusive Allstate agent Andrew Koo. You're in good hands with Allstate. And CyberLife PC, your total PC service solution. Let's look at This Week with Dave Kawada on ESPN 1420 and ESPN 1420AM.com.
And a pleasant good morning. Another Wednesday is here this week in May. And we are ready for another show of This Week here on ESPN 1420. Our phone number, 296-1420. The Moby text line is 699-1420. And our email, as always, and has been, thisweekshow@gmail.com. And, you know, I am here with the author Phil Roberts here in studio, ESPN 1420. And you know what? I'm so excited today.
How come?
This is the part, Phil, where you say, how excited are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. How excited are you?
I'm so excited because I had the chance Monday night to watch my favorite TV show finish its first season and its cliffhanger season ender, Hawaii Five-0. Any of you who are Hawaii Five-0 fans, and I just was asking, and the author, Phil Roberts, is indeed a Hawaii Five-0 fan. Maybe more of the original.
Yeah.
But I
like the new one, too. It's good.
Yeah, and a great show. Any of you who are 5-0 fans of this newest edition of the first season, and here's the parallel here. This is, you know, I'm completing my first season here of hosting this show this week here in ESPN 1420, and I will be going on hiatus, just like Hawaii 5-0. Isn't it ironic how it just planned out on the same week we are having our season-ending shows? We'll be going on hiatus and hopefully, depending on the fall lineup schedule, we'll see if This Week returns. But, you know, I think I should return next fall, barring if I, unless I get caught for DUI, I get caught stealing something for theft or grand larceny, If I, unless I get caught for fathering a child with a house staffer, I think, well, I take that away because I don't have any staff, so there's no one I can father a child with in that respect. But I should be back next fall. So, you know, barring any other negative stuff that might happen to me that could happen, I should be back. And after a good first season, so that's why I'm so excited and excited about this show today. And if any of you saw Hawaii Five-0, wasn't it, you know, the only bummer part about the show on Monday? I didn't like the fact that, okay, wait, first of all, I might put a little statement here. If you're DVRing it or TiVoing it or whatever the heck you do to record it to watch it later, you haven't seen the final episode, turn down your volumes now because I'm going to talk about the show for the next 2 to 3 minutes. Thank you. Now, the only part I didn't like was that Kelly Hu dies in the show. I mean, you know, I kind of wanted her to have a more of a recurring role, you know, the local actress, and from here gets to have a part in the locally produced show here, not locally produced, but shot here on location. And so I kind of, you know, and she's great for the cast, great visually. I mean, let's face it, to have her continue on, but then she dies in the show, which is one of the cliffhanging plots that lead you into next season. Don't you agree?
You know, it's TV. They can always make her a twin and bring her back.
Or, you know, there's the Dallas thing where, oh, it's just a dream. Steve McGarrett was just having this bad nightmare and all of this stuff was just happening. You know, he got arrested and, you know, and now who's going to, I'm wondering now. Okay, so the governor gets shot and she turns out to be this corrupt woman. And so hangs the cliff. Who will be the next governor in season 2 of Hawaii Five-0?
Demi Moore.
Mm. Or could turn out to be a very shorter, older man? Possible? No, I'm not a shorter, older man. I'm taller than you. But so these are some of the cliffhangers that await us next season. So I'm excited about that. Excited about this show. This show today on this week, we are going to have as our guest in the first half hour, we're going to talk with Howard Dashefsky, a man who's been, you know, I was just thinking about it on the way in today. This is one guy, I don't think there's anybody else who has been on every television station we got. KGMB, KHON, KITV, KHNL, and now OC16. Literally every local TV station he has been on or is on. And I want to chat with him because, you know, the Hawaii baseball team, although going into their final regular season series over in New Mexico State, they are going to be playing in the WAC tournament the week following after. They have the first round bye, and, you know, they're leading the WAC. They have a chance to win the regular season. Everything going good here. So what I always wanted to talk about, and I want to talk to a baseball player, and he, a member of that 1980 College World Series team back, is how does the game of baseball suddenly change when you hit the postseason? You hear this about, you know, basketball, football, that obviously, now take away the fact that there's an added pressure. That's a given. But in sports that have a more of a physical nature, football, basketball, where there's contact and there's tempo and pace involved, like basketball, you hear about where in the playoffs and postseason play, the pace changes, usually slowing it down because each possession then becomes more critical. So, you know, it's more of a half-court game. You hear about that in the NBA. Does certain positions have more of a impact? And you talk about in the NCAA tournament, the guards are critical. The teams with a good guard play usually prevails. In football, it becomes more physical, more intense. The hits are harder. College, NFL, you know, you name it, the physical nature becomes more intense. Players talk about a look in the player's eyes. This is more physical intensity. In baseball, there isn't that physical aspect to it. You're not hitting anybody. So take away the givens. Take away pressure, you know, the added pressure of postseason. Is there a change in play? Like, is there a factor that becomes different that you need to either psychologically or physically prepare for? You know, it could be that there's longer time preparation for scouting of pitchers, of batters, and things like that, so a team is more prepared for. I don't know. You know, could there be some of that? I'm going to ask Howard about that, going back to his days of playing University of Hawaii baseball. And also we're going to talk about media coverage in sports, as, you know, more and more we are so inundated with information and reports of things and happenings here in sports. And he's played it. He has grown with media. He used to be covering Rainbow Baseball with Don Robbs on radio. His TV, he's been at every station now covering high school. So he's seen the dynamic shifts in media coverage in sports. I want to get a little take from him about where that has been, where it is going, and where it will continue to go as far as being fans and what we're going to expect to see. So Howard Dushefsky in the first half hour. Also, later on, we're going to talk a little bit about something that, if you read the Star Advertiser today, there is on the front page a great news about Rainbow Baseball attendance hitting a 15-year high, with averaging 3,400 tickets issued per game. So I'm going to do my this week's show marketing survey later today as to what is it that gets you to go to a game, you as the fan, to go to a game. What possibly caused the baseball attendance to reach this great level after 15 years and to reach such a high? What are some of the factors? And this is where the marketing survey is. And I want you guys to be able to text me, email me, and call me and give me your reasons. What gets you to go to a game? And I have different categories of fans. I'll give you that as well. And then later on, to finally end out the show, the sad news about Harmon Killebrew, Hall of Famer, passing away of cancer. And I'm going to talk about that and how it relates to how he relates, or his passing in a kind of a tangent way, has made me look at how athletes are in our era currently. He was of an era, a different time, a different period. And hearing of him passing, and I'm not a big Harmon Killebrew fan. Of course, I know of him, know of his accomplishments in baseball, and reading about the type of person he was and is until his passing. And then now how it transcends to what we see, what we hear about, and what we know about athletes today and within the past 10 years and going forward. And I'm going to see how maybe if some of you might share some of those thoughts. So that's up in our season-ending show here on ESPN 1420. A reminder that our phone numbers are 296-1420. This week's show at gmail.com is the email, and also our Mobi text line is 699-1420. I also want to thank, you know, our sponsors of our show, CyberLife PC. If there's anything regarding a computer, call CyberLife PC. What does that mean? Well, these days it means whether you can perform just about every day-to-day function in your life, maybe not everything, but just think, how would your life work or business be without your PC? Or your network system, Windows, Mac, hardware, software, viruses, warranties, out of warranties, CyberLife PC can handle it. Network setup, data backup, not a problem. They are right on Liliha Street next to the Nu'uanu Shopping Center. Just go to cyberlifepc.com. Or, because your computer's broken and you can't do that, give them a call. 377-6767 at cyberlifepc.com or 377-6767. We're going to take our first break, and we're going to get Howard Dushefsky, our first guest, on the line, and we'll be right back this week on ESPN 1420.
Your cell phone is a big part of your life. In fact, you spend more time with it than anything else. For something this important, you chose from many wireless carriers. But with all those dropped calls and huge monthly bills, you may wonder, did I make the best choice? Well, consider this. There's one wireless company in Hawaii that 9 out of 10 customers recommend and whose network rocks with less than 1 percentage point of dropped calls. They have over 100 locations statewide and phones from the most affordable to Android. Pricing? Try $39.99 for unlimited nationwide talk and text, or family plan add lines from just $9.99. Fact is, no other wireless company in Hawaii has it all. A kick butt network, great value, more locations, and really happy customers. And that company is Mobi PCS. Surprised? Maybe it's time to look again. Mobi, choose wisely. Right now, get Motorola camera phones for just $59.99 and save $20 on every new activation. Some restrictions apply. Visit a Mobi PCS store or dealer near you.
You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or only play defense. So when it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? Bring your home and auto insurance to Allstate now, and you can save big on both. You deserve someone that can assist you more. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands? Hey, sports fans, call Allstate agent Andrew Koo at 593-8342 today. Subject to availability and qualifications, Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Indemnity Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Sports highlights are the memories for teams and players. The highlight video can be the ticket for a high school student athlete to get that college scholarship. Kawada Productions can assist in developing a professionally made highlight video for individuals or teams. If you have some home videos, we can edit it into a 2-minute promotional DVD or internet link with captions and music. Or we can shoot and create one for you. Call Kawada Productions at 699-1420 to discuss what is the best option for you. Or email us at kawadaproductions@gmail.com.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This week with Dave Kawada, call 296-1420 or email Dave at thisweekshow@gmail.com.
In this economy, it may be time to look at things you take for granted, like your car or life insurance. Call agent Andrew Koo of Allstate Insurance to get that estimate. He has a Maui office as well as a Honolulu office. Go to allstate.com and find Andrew Koo, that's spelled K-U, Andrew Koo, or call his Honolulu office, 593-8342, or his Maui office, if you're there, 242-8440. That's Allstate with Andrew Koo. You're in good hands with Allstate. Dave Kawada back here on This Week with ESPN 1420. And on the line, we have our first guest here on our season-ending show. And like I mentioned before when we were talking about what we're going to have on, this gentleman, I think, might be the only person that has been on every TV station in Honolulu. KGMB, KHON, KHNL, KITV, and now OC16 covering high school sports. Howard Deschefsi on the line. Well, good morning, Howard.
Hey, good morning. Aloha to you. Yes, I'd like to say that I fit for the cycle. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that could claim that?
You know, you throw in, Hawaii Public Television. No, I don't think so. You know, it means that I'm either not wanted or very much wanted. I'm not sure. Somewhere in the middle.
Well, I'll tell you this because I was told I must say this, is that my mother thinks you are the greatest. And she's so glad that you're on OC16 because aside, the only other time she ever watched high school sports was when I played. So now she's watching OC16. So she thinks you're one of the greatest and she's glad that you're doing that. So there you go. There
right
you go for
on,
popularity.
Right on, Mom. Thank you very much.
There you go for popularity. Hey, Howard, you know, as we were talking earlier, that, you know, the University of Hawaii baseball team will be going into postseason play after this week, going into WAC tournament play, and then hopefully if things work out, you know, they'll get the NCAA regional and all that kind of good stuff. I wanted to get your take now as a member of some great teams of the University of Hawaii baseball program, as particularly the 1980 college baseball team. When college baseball gets into a postseason level, what is there anything and what is it that changes, and as a player that you need to kind of get prepared for?
I don't know that anything specifically changes. The game is a game. It's still played between the lines. But what changes is obviously the level of competition because, you know, maybe in the Western Athletic Conference, because they allow a handful of teams in, you might still get an easy game or two along the way. But the fact of the matter is everybody's throwing their aces. everybody's timing it to come at you at their best. So, you know, the biggest key is that the level of competition rises, and then it's just a matter of how are the players going to react to the pressure, knowing that it's like you lose and you go home time. So there's obviously a lot more stake. You know, the season's broken into a couple different segments. You got your regular season, then the second season is your WAC, your conference. This is kind of the third segment right here, but this third segment determines whether you make it to the fourth segment, which now becomes the regional, and then you got the super regional, and you got the World Series. So, you know, it's just every step, and it's kind of like a crescendo. It builds up, and it gets more challenging with every step. Certainly, the competition rises.
You know, when you played back from 79 through 82, you know, that was a time when they didn't have the restrictions on scheduling as far as the NCAA. So you guys played a ton of games. I mean, I'm just looking at, like, even the 1980 schedule. You got, the record was 60 and 18. I mean, you guys were playing... Like a former teammate of yours, Ron Nomura, who had it as a guest, said, we played more than we practiced, it seemed like. Now, did that, you know, in this era, people would think, man, by the time you reach postseason play, you're going to be physically kind of beaten and all that kind of stuff. But in some ways, baseball always thought of as a type of sport that you want to be playing all the time. So was it a benefit back then to have played so much?
You know, playing all the time is great. Playing two games a day is not so great. And frankly, we played a ridiculous amount, but there was a lot of factors. One, you didn't have the NCAA limit. My freshman year, we played 86 regular season games, and we also had a fall league that we played, I think, 30 games. So, you know, you're talking over 100 games before you even get into postseason. We were in my freshman year in 79. But, yeah, it was ridiculous. Now they play no fall and a 60-game limit. So, you know, I think they don't play necessarily significantly more dates, but what they do play is pretty much all single games and the rare doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
I remember teams coming in, you know, USC or Arizona State. So they would come in and we would play two Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, and then one Sunday, and they'd leave. So it was very common to play seven games in 4 days, and that's just the way it was because everybody wanted to maximize the opportunity. They fly to Hawaii, then maybe those teams go to UHELO and they play six or eight more. But what ends up happening is, you know, you have your left fielder and your second baseman or everybody and their brother pitching. And so, you know, it's good that, you know, for hitters and for infielders or player position players, but, you know, the pitching, obviously, there's no way that any college team is going to be able to sustain playing that many games in that few a day. So, I mean, looking back on it, it was ridiculous because, you know, you look at a doubleheader, our first game would be at 5 o'clock and we'd play seven innings and then nine. But if you're playing at 5 o'clock, you know, you're on the field at 3 o'clock for warmups, for batting practice, whatever. That means you're showing up at the ballpark at 2:15 to, you know, go to the training room, get taped up, get treatment, get dressed, whatever. So you go to school, and we're showing up at the ballpark at 2 o'clock, and we're not getting home until midnight by the time you play a doubleheader. We did this every night. So, you know, it was normal for us back at the time, but I guess when you look back at now and, you know, kind of hindsight is 2020,
mm-hmm.
we borderline nuts.
Yeah, I would think so. And you definitely test your conditioning. We're talking with Howard Dashefsky, a longtime media on the news anchor sports, as well as news anchoring, now covering high school sports on OC16, also former University of Hawaii baseball player back in the starting from 79 all the way to 1982. I have to ask you this because it's been a curiosity of mine. I never had a chance to ask someone. That 1980 team, could you summarize the makeup of that group?
You know, it's just kind of wild and played with reckless abandon. And, you know, it was just solid. And it's funny because, you know, we lost Derek Tatsuno. Had he stayed for his senior year, everybody says, wow, I mean, imagine if you had Tats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, maybe not. You know, one never knows because, you know, Tatsuno left and we ended up with two freshmen and Chuck Krim and Brian Duquette.
Right.
You know, Krim went 15-0, Duquette went 13-1. You know, these guys aren't going to have those numbers or those starts. If Tatsuno comes, you know, on paper or conventional wisdom says you would have been better and with that extra starter, mm-hmm. who knows what could have happened. But, you know, baseball is a funny game of twists and turns and good and bad bounces. And, you know, there's one ball hit here or one play there that a whole season hinges upon. And, you know, and I think what really catapulted us is that was our first year in the Western Athletic Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And we clinched the WAC And I don't know if it was our final regular season home game, but we were playing against New Mexico at home at Les Murakami or then Rainbow Stadium. And we were trailing 10 to nothing. And I don't remember what inning it was, maybe the third or the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm.
We came back to win that game 11 to 10. And, you know, it was a Greg Oneate single over second base that scored the run. And, you know, could remember it like yesterday. But, you know, you come back from a 10-run deficit to win 11-10 to clinch the whack. Then we went on to the University of Texas, and they were ranked, I don't know if they were number one, but they were there in Miami. And, you know, it's just a couple of great catches here. And next thing you know, we're in Omaha. And, you know, just that's the way baseball is. You know, it takes a lot of luck along the way. But, you know, we were just a scrappy team. I mean, we were just a bunch of local guys with our rice cooker on the road having fun. It was a long road trip. I think by the time we made it to Omaha, we were already on the road more than 20 days.
My goodness. And, you know, you mentioned that New Mexico game. You know, the team this year has been credited for having a lot of come from behind wins. But really, that's been the character of UH baseball throughout. A lot of come from behind wins, even to that magnitude you describe of a 10-0 deficit. It's happened throughout the years.
Yeah, and especially this year. But you're right, especially back in the earlier days when I played and a few years after. It was always the comeback. And so you always had that thing in the back of your mind that there was no panic. You knew you could come back. You know, did we think we could come back from a 10-0 deficit? I don't know if I remember specifically that we thought we could do that. But mm-hmm. You know, this year and the makeup of this year's team, you see a lot of that similarity. And, you know, culminating that victory Sunday, which was pretty amazing with those four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. And, hey, you take them any way you can get them. If it's an error, if it's a throwing error, whatever. You're not going to get the bad hops anymore on the carpet, so you got to take advantage of every opportunity. And that's what I talk about. Sometimes an entire season, you know, that one play could very well determine their seeding when they come to the WAC tournament. So, you know, one ground ball, one throw, and everything could change.
Absolutely. We're talking with Howard Dyshevsky, former University of Hawaii great, as well as many of you now knowing more on news and sports and anchoring, and now currently covering high school sports with OC16. I want to end our interview with this. You had the chance, obviously, to cover the HHSA State Baseball Tournament a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, a person I talked to had mentioned about that the local talent, maybe about 10 years ago, might have been a little bit down, but has slowly come up to a rise as far as the caliber of being able to play D1 baseball level. How would you assess some of the local talent that maybe you saw during the state tournament?
I think if you watched a couple of those games, and if you watch a couple of preseason or regular season games, you know, St. Louis and Punahou, of course, did make it this year after winning, what, 7 straight championships. But some of these teams are so incredibly talented in Baldwin and even teams from the Big Island. Mm-hmm. And you really do see it. And, you know, maybe sometimes these things are generational. Maybe they're cyclical, but whatever the case is. And especially in that final championship game with Moanalua and Pearl City, even if you watch the OIA championship game that went the other way, mm-hmm. It was Moanalua winning by one run. You see the level of play. Sometimes, you know, you watch a baseball player, any athlete, and just the way they field a ground ball, the way they make a throw, the way they swing the bat, you can tell the difference between a little league player or somebody that's like really got the tools, really got the talent. Mm-hmm. You can see it in these guys. And so, you know, whatever it is, you know, who knows, but, you know, the genetics seem to be right on par. And right now it is true. There's a lot of really talented players. And I think a lot of people are really happy to see Coach Trapp really going after the local guys. You know, when I played, I mean, man, you go around the horn with Ron Nemura and Colin Tanabe and Kimo Perkins and Vern Ramey and Kurt Watanabe and so many more guys. I mean, the team was built, and I mentioned Greg Oneate, the team was built on local players almost first. And, you know, augmented by guys like me and the mainline recruits, but it was the locals that made the team, and that's also what brings the crowds out. And mm-hmm. This morning's paper, they're talking about the fact that what was a 15-year high for attendance.
Right.
So a lot of that is, you know, Colton Wong and the other local players, and, you know, Coach Trapp is realizing that, really going out and making his mark locally and trying to recruit local kids. But you know what? Pound for pound, what kids have always competed is good or better than the mainland guys. And you know, probably two of the best hitters in the history of the University of Hawaii were Greg Oneate and Mario Monaco. I mean, Greg Oneate was, what, 5'5", 205?
Right.
Mario Monaco was probably never bigger than about, what, 5'8", 167 pounds when he played. But these are great hitters. And a lot of people ask me, Colton Wong, is he really that good? And I said, yeah. And the reason you can tell is when you make that transition from high school to college that seamlessly, and against that better level of pitching, you continue to hit at those same levels. That tells you that he's just going to continue. And against the next level, I have no question in my mind that he's going to be every bit the hitter he is now. And so good players are good players, and you give them the opportunity, and hopefully they're going to get that opportunity. They're going to succeed.
Oh, I totally agree, and he's been one of the greats to ever lace on the cleats and put on a Hawaii uniform. I know you got a tight schedule, Howard, but I want to thank you so much for taking some time and sharing some memories of Rainbow Baseball back in the day and also your assessment of high school talent, and we hope we can talk to you soon again. Thanks so much.
Hey, you got it. I just want to say one final note. You know, the high school sports that we do, it's, I tell you what, OC16 puts so much into these games, and ultimately it's done for the local kids, and to be able to do that baseball game and to be able to do the volleyball championships this past weekend in Hilo. I'll tell you what, we have an absolute blast, and you know, we look forward to whatever the future is going to bring, and it's going to get a lot more excited for us.
Great job covering all of that. Thanks so much, Howard. Howard Dushefsky joining us here on This Week with ESPN 1420. And, you know, having done the, I want to tag on to what he said about covering high school sports, you know, having done that on the radio side for several years now, it's a great honor to be able to do the coverage. And, you know, these kids and these families that they come to you afterwards and say, oh, it was so great that you covered our game. You know, it's so gratifying to do it. And you see the type of competition that, and the talent that these kids have, and to be able to bring that to a greater audience, you know, it's a privilege that I'm glad on the radio side I was able to do it, and Howard is doing it right now on the television side. So great interview. We'll take our next break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk as he, you know, this is a talent of Howard Dushefsky. He did a segue for me without me even asking. We're going to talk about attendance and what brings you to the game. That's after this on This Week on ESPN 1420.
Wow, a steak meal for $6.50. You know what I mean. If you've been to Blazing Steaks, you already know. Fresh steak, shrimp, fish, and chicken plates. And at Blazing Steaks on Atkinson, you get more choices like steak locomoco, Korean short ribs, chicken and steak salads, Ono sandwiches, and breakfast all day. It'll broke your mouth, not your wallet. Only at Atkinson can you also come in for lunch, dinner, or to have us cater your event. Talk to Keone at Blazing Steaks at the corner of Atkinson and Kapi'olani, next to the convention center, or go to blazingsteaksatkinson.com. There is one website dedicated to high school sports, HawaiiDigitalSports.com. There are articles, videos, and all the news about teams, games, and players. But attention to all schools, if you wanted your own athletics website, you can do it all with Hawaii Digital Sports. Looking for a profile page for marketing student athletes to colleges? Do it with Hawaii Digital Sports. Coaches and ADs, could you use some management software to organize your business? Use it with Hawaii Digital Sports. Go to HawaiiDigitalSports.com so you can get inside the game. If you're a business owner or anyone with a computer, your world relies on technology, software, hardware, network installation. If one PC goes down, the system goes down, and there's no relief in the bullpen. CyberLife PC will be your closer and get the save. They are professional technicians who take care of all the issues, whether it's in or out of warranty, Mac, or PC. And no virus will send them to the showers. Call CyberLife PC at 377-6767 or go to CyberLifePC.com. CyberLife PC, the champions of computer repair services.
Starcom Wireless now offers real-time GPS vehicle tracking for your commercial fleet. New technology now offers the ability to instantly know where your vehicles are 24/7 through our easy internet-based program. For less than $1 per day, you can monitor speed, ignition on and off, minutes at each stop, record daily mileage, and much more. Instant email and text message reports help you manage your fleet of vehicles. Call Lad Panis at Starcom Wireless, 845-7827 for free no-cost demo. If the sky can see your company vehicles, you can too. Visit us online at Starcom Wireless.
You gotta love a T-bone. It's the lean page in your culinary playbook that'll add something special to any pregame feast. Because when you huddle around that grill come tailgating time, you rest easy knowing that the old T-bone formation packs the power of lean protein. That's the T-bone. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff. Did your morning begin with a painful headache? Sinus headaches tend to start when you first wake up, leaving you with pain in the forehead, cheeks, and the bridge of your nose. Tylenol Sinus can help. It provides more complete relief than a decongestant alone to relieve your sinus pressure plus the pain that comes with it, so you can feel better. Feel better. Tylenol Sinus. Use only as directed.
This week with Dave Kawada. Call 296-1420 or email Dave at thisweekshow@gmail.com.
There's an old phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. And that can mean, well, a thousand things. And Life Touch Photography can just about do all 1,000 of them. It's a national company, which means they have the resources to provide tons of products and services. Family and senior portraits? Of course. You want services for groups, sports teams, leagues, and events? Life Touch is there. Quickly, think about anything that you can put a picture on. Life Touch can do it. Maybe they'll throw in a free gift, too. Their studio is in the Pearl Highlands Shopping Center, or go to lifetouch.com. And if you're a school or group, Life Touch Photography can take away all your photographic worries. Give them a call, 456-4333, or go to lifetouch.com. Again, that's lifetouch.com or 456-4333. That's 456-4333. Dave Kawada here. This is This Week on ESPN 1420. And I want to ask you, this is going to be the This Week Show Marketing Survey for this show, our season ender. Talking about Hawaii 5-0 again, I didn't like the fact that the governor got shot as well. I think if, you know, you get a corrupt governor, if she stays alive, you know, that adds for so much more plot twists, sub stories. Who knows what can happen? But still, a lot of plot. There's no plot twist today, by the way. So for this show. But I do want to take the ESPN marketing survey, and I want to get your take on this. The story that Rainbow Baseball attendance has hit a 15-year high of 3,400 tickets issued on average this season. Great. Great for the baseball program, for Mike Trapasso and what he's done. But, you know, you think about it, what brings you to a game? What gets you to go to purchase that ticket and go to a game? And let's not limit it to baseball. So if I look at baseball, what was it that brought more fans this year? Well, there's several factors. We can say they're winning. They won the WAC tournament last year, so there's a carryover of winning success into this year, and they're leading the WAC now. So that is a factor. And Howard Dushefsky mentioned it in the interview before that. It's been a while since the Rainbow Baseball team has had local players as part of its core starting unit. The star of the team, Colton Wong, out of the Big Island. P.K. Akitamura. Breland Almodova. You got Jared Arakawa, freshman out of Iolani, part of the starting rotation. So there are players now on the team that are local and are everyday players. That hasn't happened in a while, and a good number of them. Is it opponents? Do we come to a game because of who they're playing? Are they playing Texas? Is the baseball team playing Arizona State? Are they playing some of the big wigs, Georgia Tech, Miami, Florida? We look at other sports. In football, is that the reason why the USC game? Whether you buy season tickets or not, or how often you'll go. Obviously, that makes a factor. Does the time or the day make a difference? In an interview earlier on the Bobby Curran show, Mike Trapasso was saying that 3 years ago when the WAC started having to do four-game series, and therefore they had to do doubleheaders, they were playing doubleheaders on a Saturday that started at noon, so it didn't go into the Saturday evening prime time hours that were big as far as attendance goes. So that took a dip in their attendance numbers. University of Hawaii football next year, if I remember correctly, is changing their start time to 6 p.m. It was 5:30, I believe, this past season. And someone may correct me if I'm getting the times wrong, but there was, for the longest time, it was a 7:30 start. Moved to 7, then 6:30, then they tried 6, 5:30, now they're moving back to 6. And one of the reasons was that the feedback of moving the time back a half hour was people felt the other 5:30 time was a little too early with their Saturday activities and so forth and so on. Time and day. What is it that would generate you to attend a game? And I want to hear it. 296-1420, our email, thisweekshow@gmail.com, or you can text me on the Mobi text line, 699-1420. So give me your feedback on that. And what is it that brings you? And if you look at different sports, you know, there's different factors. And I took a sample in here. If we look at University of Hawaii football, and this is where sometimes I'm wondering, okay, really, one of the popular era of UH football was the Dick Tomey years, and to some extent the Bob Wagner, but a lot of people associate the Dick Tomey years when popularity was increasing, and it was an average attendance close to 40,000 a game. And then when you look at maybe like the June Jones years, like maybe look at the undefeated season of 2007, the average, I believe, wasn't that high. But yet they were winning. They were undefeated. They had Colt Brennan, this Heisman candidate. They had a better record, yet it seems like the Tomey era, you had better attendance. So what would differentiate? There's a different generation of fans. Now, that's another thing. Is it just different types of fans now that are creating the attendance? And baseball could be an example of that. We're seeing, and it seems like even Coach Mike Trapasso was mentioning that there's a different type of fan, a younger fan base now that's coming to Rainbow Baseball games. And some of the old fans of the Les Murakami era have, you know, passed on or not attending or getting too old to attend. So that gap period when, you know, Mike Trapasso took over might have been that transitional period. But now the younger group is coming out now. So is it the generation that's affecting it? The argument of local players being on the team, several colleagues of mine, we've argued about that, that that is what will bring Hawaii fans here, if you have local players playing. And I've kind of countered with that and said, doesn't matter. If you win, they will come. An example is, if you look at basketball, the Fabulous Five. No local players on that group, but they won. They had the advantage of taking the state by storm. I mean, that type of success hadn't been seen before, was unprecedented. So that was this new awakening, so to speak, and people were wanting to see this group. And the word of mouth and what you heard in the news, this team was just beating and slapping teams around, and known teams and big teams. Who were these guys? And they were going to want to fill the HIC. Then I look, you know, there's two programs here that I want to look at when they say about local players. Howard Dushevsky mentioned that back when he was playing and up through pretty much the Murakami era, those teams, when it was in the heyday of Rainbow Baseball, were teams comprised of local players supplemented by mainland recruits, as he put it. And then you look at women's volleyball, continuous success, but there has always been a mix of local talent in with the mainland recruits, and they've been able to maintain that success year after year. So they have, women's volleyball has the advent of being a winner. So people know they're a winner, and you're also having local players, and therefore the attendance is drawn. And another capsule you look at is, I looked at men's volleyball. Men's volleyball in the heyday of the Mike Wilton era, you know, European players, Yuval Kotz, Navi Milo, Sivan Leone. You know, there was a local player, Aaron Wilton. But by and large, it was the stars were the local player, the European players. But they were winning. They were suddenly going to the NCAA tournament. A few years before that, when Alan Rosehill was a coach, he predominantly had local players. And they attained the levels of success, but were drawing crowds when they were back in the old Clum Gym. And Mike Wilton had a different philosophy of recruiting mainland and European players, and he sort of took that to another level, of talent that brought them into the national consistency of getting into NCAA tournaments a couple of years in a row. So, you know, what would bring you? What would bring you to see a game? Is it winning? Does it matter if there's local players on it or not, who are key, who are on the team, who are key focal points of the starting group? Is it the opposition that they're playing? Will you go if it's, you know, this is a marquee opponent? Now, I categorize fans as basically three different categories. I feel that there's the diehards. These are your season ticket holders. These are the ones that year after year after year are buying the season tickets. You know, they're a fan of football. They are a fan of basketball. So they are going to be there. They support the program and coaching changes, win or lose, they're there. Okay, that's the diehard. And, you know, the school or the athletic department really banks their budget on these guys. How much season tickets are we getting? Because that's going to really kind of determine or be able for them to project how financially they're going to be that year. So there's the diehards. Then you have the casuals. Okay. I put myself in this category. You know, people who are fans, but go when it's convenient. You go when you can, so maybe you'd get a season ticket, but because you know you can't go to every game, you're not going to spend the money for season tickets and you're going to go when you can. Maybe it's one game a season, maybe it's two, you know, depending on the sport. Then there's the coachmasters. These are the guys that are on a couchmasters, okay? These are the folks that, you know, they're content to being on their couches, watching it on TV. You know, they'll watch it there. They're a fan of women's volleyball, but never been to a game, but they watch them all on TV. And they logistically, they don't want to have to pay for a ticket. Why not? Can you just watch it here? The convenience, you know, so forth and so on. So generally, there's three types. Yeah. These are the diehards, the casuals, or the couchmasters. I put myself in casuals. There's a ton of people. And I think, you know, if you're a marketing type of person, you know, it's those second two groups you're looking at. The new ticket holder who's never bought one before, who comes from that couchmaster category. Okay. You've never bought one. Let's see if we can do something. Let's create something that you would want to buy a ticket. And, of course, getting more of those casuals to buy more. You know, don't just come to one. Come to two. Don't just come to two. Come to four. So what is it that would bring you to a game? What are the factors? And it seems like it goes with different sports. There's different, you know, difference. And, you know, you can't blame the sport. Okay, like if you look at men's basketball, if you're the type that says, well, it's because, you know, we need to have local players, you know, the local talent for collegiate basketball is a little bit less here than for the other sports, than baseball or even volleyball or football. So, you know, Gibb Arnold is, you know, he's going to get the best players that's going to get him to win. And if there's just not talent here, that he feels they can contribute to your team. You shouldn't have your token local player. Now, Maja Ostrowski contributed to winning. He's going to be a contributor. You know, he didn't have size, but he has the speed, he has the, you know, tenacity and the work ethic. So, you know, but those are few and far in between. You know, think back. You know, there isn't too many Division I talent from Hawaii that's really got out there. You know, you go back to Derek Lowe, you go back to Robbie Nash, and then you go back to Alika Smith, and, you know, there's a few others here and there, but, you know, by and large, that's about it. So, you know, you can't fault that. That's a sport that's, you know, pretty tough. Football, you know, you can see where there's some frustration as far as local talent, because there is a lot of local talent here, and it's evident they're, you know, they're playing a lot. There's a lot of Division I talent. But then, as like anything else, if they want to go to the mainland, they're going to go to the mainland. So, you know, there's so many factors. The winning part, I always thought that was kind of the giver. And again, our phone number, 296-1420, Mobi text line 699-1420, and the email is thisweekshow@gmail.com. I always thought the winning was the key factor. But football, kind of in the past couple of seasons, I've noticed that maybe not. Maybe it's the atmosphere upon which, you know, the event is. You know, you hear about football, the parking. You hear about, you know, the type of fans that are there. They don't want to be sitting by the dude that's, you know, had about, you know, two kegs prior to coming in, and yelling obscenities, and I have my children and so forth and so on. So, you know, could it be the atmosphere, the venue, the location, and all that that comes about it? You know, so there's a lot of, there's obviously a lot of things. And, you know, baseball is an interesting one. It's gotten improved, good numbers. Is it the new generation? Is it they're winning? Is it they got local players as their core of everyday players? Is it the carryover from success from the previous year and the continued success? Softball. A little bit of a disappointment this season from last season, but the fans came out. The fans are out there. Now, the test, of course, will be how the fans are going to look next year, because there's always going to be some carryover. And, you know, then they had the success of going to the World Series last year. A lot of interest, a lot of popularity. A little bit of disappointment as far as their overall record and losing, you know, the first two games of the WAC tournament. No NCAA tournament for them. Is that disappointment going to be a negative going into next season? Don't know. We'll see. What does that parlay into that? So, you know, different factors. If you have a comment on that, give us a call, 296-1420, thisweekshow@gmail.com, or the Mobi text line at 699-1420. We'll take another break and come back. And another topic to end our show, our season ender, we'll also take your calls and comments. This is This Week on ESPN 1420.
Great products, great service. At Life Touch Sports Portraits, we believe that quality portraits inspire team spirit and personal pride. With our dedication to service and photographic professionalism, you're ensured an efficient portrait day, easy product ordering, and timely delivery. Call 455-6570 or visit us online at www.lifetouch.com.
Your cell phone is a big part of your life. In fact, you spend more time with it than anything else. For something this important, you chose from many wireless carriers. But with all those dropped calls and huge monthly bills, you may wonder, did I make the best choice? Well, consider this. There's one wireless company in Hawaii that 9 out of 10 customers recommend and whose network rocks with less than 1 percentage point of dropped calls. They have over 100 locations statewide and phones from the most affordable to Android. Pricing? Try $39.99 for unlimited nationwide talk and text, or family plan add lines from just $9.99. Fact is, no other wireless company in Hawaii has it all. A kick butt network, great value, more locations, and really happy customers. And that company is Mobi PCS. Surprised? Maybe it's time to look again. Mobi, choose wisely. Right now, get Motorola camera phones for just $59.99 and save $20 on every new activation. Some restrictions apply. Visit a Mobi PCS store or dealer near you.
Sports highlights are the memories for teams and players. The highlight video can be the ticket for a high school student athlete to get that college scholarship. Kawada Productions can assist in developing a professionally made highlight video for individuals or teams. If you have some home videos, we can edit it into a 2-minute promotional DVD or internet link with captions and music, or we can shoot and create one for you. Call Kawada Productions at 699-1420 to discuss what is the best option for you, or email us at kawadaproductions@gmail.com.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I bought brown loafers, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
A riding mower?
That too.
How about my morning coffee?
Uh-huh.
Afternoon coffee?
Sure thing.
Late night coffee?
You bet.
I kind of like coffee.
I can tell. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
This Week with Dave Kawada. Call 296-1420 or email Dave at thisweekshow@gmail.com.
Call Blazing Steaks on Atkinson to find out today's special or to ask about catering your next event. Go to blazingsteaksatkinson.com or follow Atkinson on Twitter, Facebook, and Yelp. They're located right on Kapi'olani and Atkinson next to the Hawaii Convention Center. I want to thank all of our sponsors here who have supported this week here on ESPN 1420, Blaze and Stakes on Atkinson, Life Touch Photography, CyberLife PC, Moby PCS. Great to have you as partners as we wind down the final show of the season here. And again, if you want to give us a call about the topics, what makes you attend the game, 296-1420. thisweekshow@gmail.com or text us at 699-1420. You know, also talk about what came out is that Harmon Killebrew passing away of cancer, former Minnesota slugger, 573 home runs, still 11th on the all-time list. You know, it's sad when you hear about an iconic player passing away, but, you know, the first thing I look at is what type of person he was. And when, usually when you have these passings, they always talk about, you know, what type of person he was. And he was, and again, and a typical of a guy of that era, one of those unassuming individuals who didn't let his star status, you know, get the better of him. Let's go right to the phones. We got Darren on the line. Darren, good morning.
How's it?
How's it going?
I just caught the tail end of your last topic about the attendance.
Yes.
Touched on that, but you're talking about Harmon Killebrew.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times in my life, and I just got to say, echo what you said. He's just the most classiest, the most, you know, humble, the most down-to-earth gentleman, and so kind and so giving, and just was pretty sad. Even though I've only met him twice before, I just was so impressed with his character.
Oh, appreciate those comments. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then going back to the attendance.
Yeah.
I'm a loyal UH fan and go mm-hmm. whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a combination of things that really led to the real good attendance in baseball this year, I thought. Number one, I thought, was the fact that Colton Wong was playing. Mm-hmm. He's a local boy with major league talent. And, mm-hmm. you know, there he inspired a lot of winning games. So I thought that was the biggest factor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it definitely was a factor for a lot of new fans, particularly coming in.
Yeah, like after their Friday games, they have the meet and greet on field, and mm-hmm. you should see the crowds that gather for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's about 15 to 20 times more attention than the other players. And, you know, he was the real draw, I thought, for the younger audience especially.
I was there last Friday for that autograph signing, and you're correct. He has a swarm that surrounds uh-huh. him. Thanks so much for giving us a call. Appreciate it.
All right.
And that was a factor for him, and I'm sure it was a factor for a lot of folks. When you have, as the star of the program, a local guy such as Colton Wong, and think back, like when Derek Tatsuno, he is credited for really enhancing the popularity of Rainbow Baseball because of him. He was the star of the team. He was getting national attention, and he was a local kid from Maia. And, you know, he was just dominating everyone. Who is this guy? So the curious couchmasters who, back then it wasn't on TV, but maybe just were hearing about it, I want to go see this kid. And he had standing room only crowds at the old Rainbow Stadium. So Colton Wong, and as we progress, when you get Piquet Akitamura, Breelan Almodova, when those players continue to develop, and so that has to be a factor in your attendance, especially here, especially the crowds here, that will add to the thing. And don't think that maybe the fact that the quarterback for football is Brian Moniz out of Lelehua, and he's going to be taking this team next year and possibly getting another WAC title, that might not spur on additional attendance numbers and ticket sales for next football season. Well, that about do it for this season ender. I did want to finally add on to this in my 1 minute drill here. Harmon Killebrew, a member of he represents a player of an era that I think is forgotten now. When you hear about players like Jorge Posada crying and whining about being ninth on the batting order, it tells me that, you know, every time you hear about players of the 60s and the 70s, these players who were stars and didn't let that star get to their head, these are guys who just showed up, did their job, played to the best of their abilities, did what their coaches asked of them, and then continued on. These were the players and the values that I feel are being missed by a lot of the players now. And unfortunately, you hear what the bad stuff is, and there's a lot of great ones. But when you hear about the Jorge Posadas and others and Barry Bonds and these other guys who just seem to let their star power get the better of them, I reflect back to a more recent athlete such as John Stockton for the Utah Jazz. Never negotiated a contract. Just told me, give me what's fair, and I'll play for you, and one of the best NBA players ever. I want to thank our guest, Howard Dyshevsky, joining us, and for the author, Phil Roberts, and for this season, and for everyone here at ESPN 1420, this is Dave Kawada saying so long. Have a great week. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to This Week with Dave Kawada, brought to you by Mobi PCS, exclusive Allstate agent Andrew Koo, and CyberLife PC. Send us your emails at thisweekshow@gmail.com.
Made me see red, burning red eyes. They didn't look healthy, and they didn't feel healthy. I knew it couldn't be healthy. Every time my eyes got this way, I got irritated. But now, I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand redness relief drops clear away redness with a fast-acting redness reliever and extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
Everything's looking better now.
Clear Eyes redness relief drops for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
And now for the bonus round. Steve has two nickels and a penny. Sal has a quarter and three dimes. Who ordered the pasta?
Ramon?
Correct. If laughter is the best medicine, what's the second best medicine?
Baba Ganoush?
Correct. What are the two ways Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail?
Correct! Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Transport. Protect, carry. A lot of words that do a lot of different things. But only one word can do it all. Ram Box, a durable storage box built on both sides of a Ram truck. Like two metal saddlebags on your own beast of burden. Leaving more room to haul the materials the job demands. Ram Box, one word does it all. The 20-highway MPG Ram with available 390 horsepower is covered by a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Ram Box. During the Memorial Day sales event, get over $5,500 in total values with a no-extra-charge Hemi V8 engine and Ram Box cash allowance on a 2011 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition. EPA estimate for Ram 1500 4x2 with Hemi V8. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty. Values include $750 Bighorn package discount, $1310 MSRP value no-extra-charge Hemi V8, and $3,500 total cash allowance. Offer based on factory-to-dealer reimbursement. Dealer contribution may affect final price. Package values based on package items that purchase separately versus package MSRP. Residency restrictions apply. Ends 5/31.
ESPN 1420 is KKEA Honolulu, a proud member of the AIO family of businesses.
The refreshingly delicious part of a Subway Fresh Fit meal. Subway, eat fresh.
Now, The Herd with Colin Cowherd on ESPN Radio.
And ESPNradio.com.
It's The Herd on ESPN Radio, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're on ESPNU, simulcast right now, brought to you by Progressive Insurance and all of our guests, including the Cavs general manager, Chris Grant, via the Subway Fresh Take hotline. So we know Dallas won last night. I think that's a wild series that can go either way. Both teams, I mean, listen, Dallas played great, got 48 from Dirk. He never missed a shot, and it was a five-point game with a few minutes to go. That series is far from over. I lean Dallas. I did before the series, but not by much. LeBron and Miami play tonight against Chicago. I loved Miami before the series. I kind of barely like them now. I'm watching these games, and I think Chicago has some really good matchups that I didn't know until I watched the actual game. The NBA draft lottery was last night. David Kahn of the Minnesota Timberwolves, the GM, should be fined or suspended for the silliest thing I've ever heard. He made a comment about the NBA draft lottery, quote, "This league has a habit, and I'm just going to say a habit, of producing some pretty incredible storylines," Khan said. Went on to basically say that, intimate without saying it, whether it's tongue-in-cheek or not, you just don't joke about this, that the lottery, I don't know, seems fixed. Don't tell me it's tongue-in-cheek. There are some things you don't joke about. You don't joke if you're a general manager in the NBA about the lottery being fixed. If you think the lottery's fixed, really, then why does Orlando keep winning it? All right. Why have the Sixers, Knicks, and Celtics had decade-long dry spells? Why did the Lakers never win it? What, you know, I mean, seriously. If the Lakers won it 7 years in a row, I'm in. Okay. And I know they're not in the lottery thing. The bottom line is this. Do you really think they'd be rooting for Orlando and Cleveland? Come on. You can't joke about that. It's absurd. Minnesota finished second out of the 14 teams, so they ended